But the problem is that we make those things our burgers. We do that whether it fits us or not, whether it fulfills the purpose and satisfies our need or not. We do it whether we have time for having a burger or not, and so on and so forth. The tool that I'm offering to you today is the one that you can actually use to not automatically fall into Netflix or burger, let's say, loop and hole. And I call it Me Time Menu. So this is what I want you to create for your self-care as well. Instead of just having this one dish and one dish only, I want you to create categories, or actually I will give you the categories, but I want you to fill those out to create that menu for your self-care. It also gives me perspective. You know, when we're sitting, especially when we work through the computers and our phones, we just start thinking too much of ourselves or think that we are the masters of this universe. And staring through the window gives me perspective that I'm still a tiny little dust in this world, both on the scale of the earth and on the time scale of existence of humanity. I'm nothing but dust. And honestly, that's a relief for me quite often.
Looking for smart stats about leadership and personal development? Then sorry, this show is not for you. On The Genius Leadership, we share relatable stories of real people and give you practical tools for personal and professional development so that you can start implementing them right away. I'm your host, Anna Lieben, Mindshifter, helping leaders get from reacting to creating. And Genius Leadership is about elevating humanity, one person at a time. Let's go.
Hey, Genius Leader. Welcome to a solo episode where I'm sharing a tool with you that my clients love. And I'll share how I'm using it and how I'm maybe not using it enough. And maybe I'll come up with something for myself as well. I got that sense from preparing for this episode. So let's dive into it. Let's be transparent and honest. Let's learn together and improve our well-being together. So, to set the scene, imagine you only eat burgers. So whenever you think about nurturing your body, you do a burger. Imagine that that's the only thing that you order at the restaurant, and that's the thing that you have for breakfast at home. If you fancy a glass of water, you grab a burger. If you want to have a cup of coffee, you grab a burger. If you are nervous, you grab a burger. You're happy, grab a burger. You are sleepy, grab a burger. You are very energized, grab a burger. Sounds so-so, huh? You probably don't want that. No matter how much you love burgers, you get fed up with it. You don't want to eat it all time, every day. Like Pink in one of her songs says, "You taste so sweet, but I can't eat the same thing every day." And that is what we do to ourselves with our self-care. So think. And on the count of three, say, what is your self-care burger version? So think about what are you falling into when you think, okay, I'll need to treat myself something. So one, two, three. Okay, so I hope you said something here. And I bet that quite a lot of those things were Netflix, YouTube, Insta, snack. Yeah, that's kind of, I think, I would guess for those four as the top options. And the thing is that each of them can be good. It might be good to have a snack. It might be nice to relax with watching Netflix. It could be nice to go on your Insta feed and check what your friends are up to or learn something from your role models, get inspired, whatever it is. It could be fun to watch something on YouTube, and it could be useful to just to, you know, spend some time on that YouTube party when you need to offload. But the problem is that we make those things our burgers. We do that whether it fits us or not, whether it fulfills the purpose and satisfies our need or not. We do it whether we have time for having a burger or not, and so on and so forth. So if you think about Netflix, for example, the only thing that people can think of or automatically fall into thinking when they think about the self-care or relaxing. You might want to relax and take your mind off the job of yours, the business that you're building, whatever it is, but you don't actually have the time for the full episode. And you're like, it's fine, I'll just watch 15 minutes and then I'll continue and go back to work. How many of you actually watch the whole episode? And how many of you after that continue watching the next episode, even though you didn't have time even for one episode? Come on, be honest with yourself. I'm not hearing you here, unfortunately. But be honest with yourself. How often do you do that? I will just watch for 15 minutes and then you stay there for 3 hours. And what happens to yourself then? Are you rested? Often not. Do you feel good about yourself? Probably not. So the tool that I'm offering to you today is the one that you can actually use to not automatically fall into Netflix or burger, let's say, loop and hole. And I call it Me Time Menu. I know that I have heard about this idea from someone. I honestly don't remember when, from whom, and how it was called then. Maybe it was called Me Time Menu. Maybe I came up with that myself, developing that idea, processing it for myself. Honestly, don't know. If you know someone who is teaching that and has been teaching it for years, please let me know. I would love to refer to the original source. But that's how I'm using it right now. I'm not saying I came up with it myself. It might be the case. Sometimes I'm like, oh, this was a good idea. Who came up with it? Or like, thank you to my husband for this idea. And he's like looking at me and you suggested that. So maybe that's the case here. Maybe not. But I'll not take the credit for that if I'm not sure. So Me Time Menu. Let's go back to the burger example. When you come to a restaurant and you know they have good burgers, but you don't fancy a burger and you actually have the ability to realize it before you order that burger, what can help you then? A menu. You can open that card and look at different things that they have. You're like, looking at the categories, soups, nah, salads, nah, fish. Yeah, actually, I fancy fish today. Maybe I go for that. So then you look in under the fish part of the menu and choose some of those meals or dishes to order. Maybe you just came in for a dessert. So no way you are going to order a burger. You will go and look at the desserts, the cakes, tiramisu, ice cream, whatever it is. So this is what I want you to create for your self-care as well. Instead of just having this one dish and one dish only, I want you to create categories, or actually I will give you the categories, but I want you to fill those out, to create that menu for your self-care. And I call it me time because I want you to emphasize, or I want to emphasize the importance of prioritizing yourself in that time. So the categories will be 1 minute, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and 60 plus minutes. So we have 5 categories there. 1, 5, 15, 30, 60 plus. And the thing is that some things can fall under the different categories. So for example, if it's a lobster soup, some classical thing here in Iceland, maybe you put it under the soups category, but also under the fish category. Maybe you have a salad and that can go both under the starter category and you make a smaller version of it, and you put it under the main courses, because then you can make it bigger and it can be a main course. Same here. Some of the activities that are your self-care or your me time can be done within 15 minutes, for example, and within 30. And then I want you to put it into both or under the both categories. So before I go into examples of my own list and discuss them with you, I just want to give you an explanation of why we actually look at that menu. Just as we enter the restaurant and we want to have more options than just a burger, because that's the only thing we know as the food, I want you to think about adjusting your actions to your needs and your context. So for example, if you only have 1 minute and you're stressed, you still can do a lot of stuff actually to nurture yourself. And that 1 minute is not scrolling on Instagram, because that will not nurture you and not give you energy most of the time. Let's be honest, it can help, but most often or more often than not, it doesn't. So I want you to focus on those things that actually will nurture you within that time frame that you're given or you are giving yourself at this moment. And this list actually helps a lot to get out of that autopilot mode. Okay, rest equals Netflix. Let's go. And we zombify, vegetableize on the couch, staring at the screen. When you create this these options for yourself, whether you're actively looking at them, wherever you create that list or not,
even subconsciously, you've already given your brain some options that I actually can light the kind of different bulb on, indicating some different action. And you can choose to notice it and go for it or not. It takes practice. It takes some time. And sometimes you are better at choosing that lit up bulb. Sometimes you just notice it, but you still go for Netflix or a burger. It's fine, right? But we want to create those opportunities for ourselves, and we want to have the tools that will actually help us. I will give you the examples of my own list, and I'll transparently read out all the items under each of the categories, and I'll explain to you how I'm thinking when I'm creating them. So, 1 minute, breathing exercises, jumping jacks or squats, drink water, stare at the window, watch a Baby Maya video. So let me explain those. Breathing exercise. Breathing is so powerful to get our state to where we want it to be. So with that, we can actually calm our nervous system down and get into the clearer headspace, but we also can energize ourselves through the breathing. So there are different techniques that can help with either calming ourselves down or energizing ourselves. And that is something that we can use really powerfully for ourselves, and it doesn't take a lot of time. So that's why that one is under breathing, under 1 minute menu category for me. Jumping jacks or squats. Another thing, if I want to energize myself, I want to wake up a bit, then those are good things. Just get the blood flowing, circulating in my body. Maybe I've been sitting a bit too long, focusing on something, or forgetting to move in between the calls and meetings that I have and so on. So that is the thing that we can do to energize ourselves. Drink water. Getting up, going, refilling our glass, that is something that helps me a lot. And then again, it really forces me to later take another break to get to the bathroom. So that's also another good thing. Usually the dehydration manifests for us with foggy brain on top of the physical things like dry mouth and so on. And staying hydrated can really help us with our cognitive abilities, with our decision-making, the speed of our decisions, and so on. So I do try to stay hydrated. And that is one of the things that I can do for myself to nurture myself. Stare at the window. Just let my brain wander, my mind wander, and do set a timer for 1 minute and just observe what's going on outside there. It both calms me down. It sometimes helps me get out of some firefighting mode and start looking for a solution. And finding a solution, or maybe being more creative with my problem solving. It also gives me perspective. You know, when we're sitting, especially when we work through the computers and our phones, we just start thinking too much of ourselves, or think that we are the masters of this universe. And staring through the window gives me perspective that I'm still a tiny little dust in this world, both on the scale of the Earth and on this time scale of existence of humanity. I'm nothing but dust. And honestly, that's a relief for me quite often. When I stare through the window, I see this beautiful nature that I didn't really create, and I'm just an observer of it. I see the birds, I see the mountains, I see the ever-changing sky, I see all the infrastructure that we have built as humans as well. And it gives me perspective. It just gives me this, or reminds me of this big picture. And it makes it easier sometimes to take decisions because they're not so big anymore. They don't feel like life or death kind of question. And I'm just thinking, yeah, if that fails, so what? This world outside of my window will still exist. So maybe it's worth trying and giving it a go. So that is why staring at the window or through the window for 1 minute is a super valuable me time activity. And then the last one I have in this category is watching a video of my daughter when she was a baby. And this one I fall into when I just need some kind of pep a bit, when I feel like depressed, maybe something is going tough, maybe I got some rejection that really feels heavy in the moment. And all the years of personal development work really helps me to directly see both. It's both sucks in the moment and it's tough. And I see that long term, this will be a part of a journey, and I'll either laugh at it or I'll know that it was a small part of it, and so on and so forth. So it really helps me with that perspective to have the personal development work. But I still want to sit in the moment with that feeling of that this actually sucks. but I don't want to stay for too long in there. So after a while of sitting with that, if I feel like, okay, now I start getting dragged into that negativity, into the dark space, watching the videos on my phone of my daughter when she was a tiny, cute little creature, it really helps me to get that positive mode a bit, get into it, and start turning that spiral around from going downwards to go up. So that's another thing that I just do for a minute, and then hopefully continue going with my day with something else. And if you see, if you observe this list, there are 5 items and they are very different. So there are some that are related more to body, like the jumping jacks or squats, drinking water. But then there are some that are mind things, like staring through the window. Breathing exercise is a combination of both. And there are some kind of spiritual things. So staring in the window, as I said, it gives me perspective. I think about the bigger picture. And so it's a bit of a spiritual thing as well in that, or philosophical. So it's good to have a combination of different things, right? So not only focus on like, okay, I only focus on the mind, or I only focus on my emotional well-being, or only focus on my physical well-being, and so on. So try to be creative, try to start coming up with ideas of what can you do to nurture those different parts or aspects of your life. So my 5-minute options in the menu. Some skincare usually doesn't take a lot. So I can maybe do some mask or, I don't know, some peeling, whatever it is, putting some cream on my hands, on my face, whatever it is. Listen to a song, maybe dance to it. Cuddles, think up. So ThinkUp is the app I'm using for affirmations. I recorded a whole episode about it. Look for the brainwashing a couple of weeks ago and you'll see that one. Brush massage, I also explained in that in the episode about my habits and all the things that I'm tracking. And then pleasure treats. So pleasure treats is a library of different guided practices by a sexuality coach that I've been following, Erica from Sweden. And she has this package where there are different practices, audio files that can help you explore yourself, your sexuality. So here I am talking about self-pleasure. That could be something that she has some practices there for 5 up to 20 minutes. And that's why it's under this part and under the next categories as well. So sometimes I do want to just really get deeper into my body. Okay, pun unintended. Some of them are really more like a meditation. Some are physical practices, but I do want to show like it's okay to put those different things onto your list. And I find it beautiful about my relationship with my husband that we never feel like the exploration of our own bodies are something shameful or something that is somehow betraying the other partner. It's important. And actually, that's something new for me in our relationship. Before my relationship with my husband right now, I was raised in an environment where self-pleasure or sex in general was somehow shameful and you shouldn't talk about it, you shouldn't explore it, and so on and so forth. And I find it beautiful that he fully supports my eagerness to understand this part of myself, to discover it, to explore it, to maybe create it somehow for myself. So have full support of my husband and encouragement to actually do those things for myself. And interestingly enough, when I was sharing my list with him, which I'll be talking about later on, he asked me, like, how about the pleasure treats? Don't you want to put it on your me time menu? So it's, we'll be coming back to that comment later on. 15 minutes. I have cuddles, meditation, walk, nap, lit reset. So lit is the yoga methodology that I'm following and I'm teaching. I'm certified at teaching it. And the reset is the first part of the yoga class. So I do that if I feel like, okay, I need some energy. I need to nurture my body. Maybe I need to process some emotions by moving my body. This is a beautiful way of doing that because it can ground me. It can also start generating energy. Reading or listening to a book. Clean up my space, physical or virtual. That's another thing that I can do for 15 minutes. Pleasure treats again here. As I said, there are different practices there in that library. Daydreaming. And puzzling. So daydreaming goes a bit together with staring through the window, but it could be just following some guided meditation or practice as well to work on some aspects of my life, but could be just really sitting on the sofa, staring at the wall and letting my thoughts flow. And puzzling. I've loved puzzling since I was a kid. I have over 20 puzzles back home in Kyiv that are big. So like
1,000 or more pieces, and I've done many of them many times. I recently got the 600 pieces, two of those puzzles here in Iceland. My parents sent those to us. Those were my two first bigger puzzles, and I know them by heart. So I really had to sit on my hands when we're doing that with my family to not kind of just direct my husband and my daughter, like, yeah, this piece goes there, this piece goes there, because I've done them probably hundreds of times. So this is something I absolutely love, and I can get lost in it in time. It can be completely ergonomic and my body will ache, but I absolutely love that. So that is in the category of 15 minutes. Then 30 minutes crocheting or knitting, walking, journaling, sports, reading or listening to a book, and puzzling. So you see, here something's repeating from the 15-minute category, because some of those things are okay and valuable when I take 15 minutes for them, but the others maybe don't make sense unless I start having more time. And again, you see here, there are some physical things, there are some mind things, and emotional ones. So I'm really trying to mix and match. And then for 60 plus minutes, I have crocheting and knitting, I have swimming pool, I have walks, salsa dancing, talk to a friend, and actually name the friends with whom talking to whom are really me time activities for me, because there are some friendships that might leave me a bit more depleted or so, but there are several friends who always leave me more energized. So they are on this list. Sports, I have here as well. Epilation, it's just something that I like to do for my body now and then. Hiking and puzzling. So here we go, those five categories. These are my ideas. And now I want to go back to that comment about the pleasure treats that I was reading my list to my husband, and he made a comment like, why don't you want to add this thing? So this is a very valuable part of the exercise. Once you have started creating your list, share it with someone who knows you well, be it your partner, a good friend. If you have good relationships with your parents, it could be your parent or a sibling, whoever it is who you know wishes you well and who knows you well. Because they can give you ideas. They can remind you like, hey, how about this hobby of yours? You really get lost in it. Or I remember that whenever you did it, you just always have so much joy and pleasure. And that can really help you to expand that list further. And maybe you do it as a group exercise, or if everyone does their own me time menu, and then you share with each other. And that way you can, again, enrichen your menu, right? So that you learn the new cuisine. So, there are not only burgers. And it's not only that I can exchange beef to halloumi or to vegetable patty into my burger, but I can make a salad. What? Are there soups? And, there are desserts. So you can start, you know, playing around with those ideas by tapping into that group collective intelligence. And again, maybe some feedback will be challenging some of the items. Like someone will like, cleaning? No, you do it, but I think you do it more out of space of a good girl has to clean, you know, or a good wife has to clean, but I know that you don't like it. Why is it on your list? Challenge you, and then, you know, you can explore it like, yeah, I might look like I'm grumpy when I'm doing it, but actually it gives me peace of mind. So maybe you just stick with your original idea, but maybe you're like, no, you're right. Actually, I do it because I feel like I should. Because I have some expectations, projections from outside how my space should be and so on and so forth. So then you remove the cleaning from your list. So you see, it's a valuable exercise in many ways, and also can strengthen the relationship. If you have, for example, done it and discussed it with your partner, and then you get the help from your partner to make space in your calendar for those things. Or maybe you communicate it like, hey, those are the things that are really important for me to feel well. So if I say like, hey, honey, I'll go into the bedroom and journal for 15 minutes. Can you take care of the kids? You know that, yes, you need to kind of buckle up right now and take care of the kids, even though they go wild, because I know that it's important for you. So we can start communicating those things easier, because we know like, okay, I do need this time for myself and I want to put it there into my day, because I know it will be positive. It will have positive effect for all of us, not only me, but the people who are around me as well. This is the exercise for you, genius leader. this week, start reflecting on that, write down those five categories and start filling them in and out, and share this exercise with people who you think would be interested in doing it. Maybe do it together with a cup of tea or a glass of wine, or during a walk, just start brainstorming with each other, start challenging each other's ideas for there. Have fun. It doesn't have to be serious. You can really have fun with these exercises, and you can really deepen your relationship with yourself and with your dear ones around you when you are sharing those, co-creating those lists. So I hope you enjoy this exercise. I hope you use it. Make it easily available for you. So my list lives on my phone in the Notes app, and I have pinned it to the top. So I have that in one of the top three notes always. So it's super easy for me with two taps to open that list, scroll to the category of the time that I have right now for myself, and then look at it. And with that being said, I started mentioning in the beginning of the this episode that when preparing for this, for the recording of this episode, I reflected that, yeah, actually, I don't do that enough. I don't look at my list enough. And I think that I know all these options, and I do know them, but actually opening the list and looking at this menu showed me right now, oh, my heart melts when I see puzzling on it. I really want to do it, and I haven't done it for myself. It was more like a family activity with my daughter in January, and that was the last time I did it. And I was like, holy shit, I need to do that. And for myself, once my kiddo is in bed, or just lock myself, even if she's awake, and say like, no, this is for mommy right now. So even though we know those things, we sometimes don't take active action to nurture what we want. And that is another value of this list being written down or typed out somewhere. When you look at it and you are honest with yourself, you listen inwards and you're like, yeah, this is what my heart is calling for right now. So then you can take an action, actually listen to yourself and give yourself what is truly going to nurture you in this moment. So this is what I'm committing to for myself. This weekend, I will take a time to puzzle and just do it for myself and enjoy it, get lost into that beautiful process. Let me know what your me time activity is that you maybe newly discovered for yourself, rediscovered, that you have forgotten by being busy, successful, you as you are. Or maybe it was something that triggered you from my list when I read it out, or maybe it resonated and you want to try it and explore it. Let me know. As always, I want to tell you that I see you, I feel you, and I love you. And I do want you to take that me time regularly, because it nurtures you. It makes you a happier human. It makes you a better human. And that's what we need in this world. Let's keep elevating humanity by taking better care of ourselves first and foremost. Love you, and talk to you next week. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Genius Leadership Podcast. If you enjoyed the conversation, hit the subscribe button. Please rate, review, and share to help more people discover the show and become the better leaders. For more conversations about living in your zone of genius, connect with me on LinkedIn. Genius Leadership is an honest conversation about leading yourself and others, and it is my honor to be a guide in overcoming everything.